Heaven, a place of worship. Two mornings later, I had another life-changing visit from the Lord. It took place from 5:50 a.m. to 8 a.m. on April 5. After nearly 30 minutes of shaking, I heard the Lord's voice. He came close to me and took me by the hand. I saw my transformed body walking with him along the beach. We went to heaven, changed our clothing, and walked over the Golden Bridge. Then we found our way to a white, shiny road that was adorned with beautiful flowers on both sides. I couldn't comprehend the grand beauty of these gorgeous flowers. How can any flowers be this beautiful, I wondered.
Would you like a flower, my daughter?
The Lord inquired. Yes, I have always loved flowers. He picked an exquisitely shaped yellow one and placed it in my hand. I held on to it all the way through this visit to heaven. After an incredibly long journey, we arrived at a huge and beautiful mansion. The palatial structure was situated at the end of the road, in a region where the ground was white and shiny, and multitudes of flowers could be seen everywhere. We went to the back of the mansion, and I noticed flowers everywhere as far as my eyes could see. It was indescribably wonderful. Then the Lord escorted me back to the front of the building. We walked through the doorway into a spacious corridor. All of a sudden, the interior of the home became dark. The Lord disappeared. I felt very much alone and somewhat frightened. I began to cry. Just as quickly as it had darkened, the room was filled with the most radiant of lights I had ever seen. The room was so attractively furnished, arranged, and decorated, and I was stunned by its brightness and beauty. Then I noticed steps leading to a platform where the Lord was sitting. He was dressed in pure gold. His golden crown glistened in the light, and his golden robe sparkled and shone. His face was very bright, and I couldn't tell what he looked like. Then the room filled with people who wore white gowns and silver crowns. They bowed in the Lord's presence, and I did the same. It seemed as if the room began to expand in order to accommodate the rising number of people of all colors and types. It was a moment of sacred worship and adoration before the Lord. Then they all disappeared as if they were in a video, and the Lord came toward me wearing his regular white gown.
"Daughter, look around,"
he said. I did so, taking in everything I could see. It was the biggest room I'd ever been in, like a majestic ballroom that could contain countless thousands of people. The walls sparkled with jewels and gems, and the floor was made of immaculate white marble.
"They worship me. They worship me continually,"
the Lord said, explaining why the people were there. I immediately thought of a particular passage of Scripture that relates to worship. "All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name, for you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God." Psalm 86, 9-10. "May I worship you with them when I come back to heaven to be with you forever?" I asked. The Lord chuckled and said,
"Of course, my daughter."
That's all he said. I must admit, I had felt rather intimidated by his appearance as he sat on the throne in all his radiant glory. And as we walked together, I felt a bit uncomfortable with him because the vision of him sitting on his throne left me with a scary feeling. When he is with me, he looks entirely different. When he's with me, he is like a normal man, except I can't see his face with my eyes, but my mind can tell what he looks like. He is loving and sweet, gentle and so understanding. The uncomfortable feeling alternated with moments of joy as we changed and went to the pond. I began to sing and dance as usual, and the Lord took his customary seat on the rock. Flashbacks of the Lord's austere presence on the throne would steal my joy from me from time to time, but I endeavored to keep on dancing joyfully.
"Come here, my daughter,"
he called. I began to cry because I knew the visit would soon be over. I don't want to leave you, Lord.
The place I show you, Chunam, is where all my people will gather to worship me. I will never let anyone on earth hurt you. If you are not such a special daughter, I could not bring you to heaven to show you all the things you have seen.
It was the reassuring message I needed to hear. The Lord's love for me was dispelling all my fears. The discomfort I had felt earlier was gone, but I responded to the Lord's uplifting message in my usual way. I'm nothing, Lord. He rebuked me.
Don't ever say that again. You are very special to me. You must believe this. I have to choose the right daughter for this important work, and you are the one I've chosen. I want you to have the best possible life on earth until the last day arrives. I will never leave you, and I will always look after you. My daughter, I love you.
His tender words of love and comfort broke my heart. I wept profusely. It was a moment of cleansing, healing, and catharsis, and I felt fully renewed. Heaven, I now know, is a place of great joy. It is designed to be enjoyed by us. That is its purpose. As the Westminster Catechism states, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. The closer I get to Jesus on this earth, the more I am able to enjoy my life. His love casts out all fear. Yes, heaven is so real.